Vision View Sports Radio, always on the ball.
Exciting. Or managers. Maybe Thabo will tell us more about what it exactly means. Thabo.
Yes, Terminator.
How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? Thabo Touch. That's what I call him. Thabo Moloto. That's his full name. I'm addressing you ka your full name, Thabo Moloto. They must know. I'm with Chloe here. And we're talking agents and everything agents. I believe you will, you know, let us in on what's happening and how it happens and what you do. Yeah, man, we'll touch on a few things as well. As first things first, agents or managers? Hantle, how do they address? How do you address it?
Good morning, guys, and good morning to the listeners. It's unfortunate like that to get this great opportunity of being interviewed when our country is experiencing
of course.
Look, whichever name one will feel comfortable referring us to, intermediaries, agents, managers, we, as long as we are there to do a good job.
Into one.
Tell us, Thabo. I'm intrigued here. I was talking to Terminator also of you know, about the fact that you were also basically managing him at some point. And I wanted to find out really when the journey now started for you and when you figured out that this is something that you want to do.
Sure. You're really taking me back.
We have to.
I'll be talking, I started this when I was 24.
Sure.
And I remember at some point, you are going to reveal a lot of things, Chloe, now. I remember at some point, guys, I did not even have a car. I think myself and Terminator, we had a mutual friend by the name of Clean Sipos Party. Who was playing for Cosmos back then.
Mm.
So, you know, Ekasi, when we have one of our own doing well, we intend to spend most of the time with him because of they telling us the stories from the big people we see from TV.
Mm.
So I tend to spend a lot of time with Sipo, and then there was a point where Sipo was in talks with Cosmos with regards to his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just asked me a few things. And luckily it was only myself and him in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I only hinted few things to him. And then I saw him taking a pen, noting them down. He says, yeah, no. And then from there onwards, I was waiting and waiting for Sipo's report. And then when he came back, he says, I know, thank you, Baba. Your point really helped me. And then Sipo, out of the blue, said, but why can't you be my agent? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when Sipo says, why can't I be his agent? I did not even get an opportunity to represent him. He already got an opportunity to represent himself. But then that's where it all started.
Okay. Sure. I'm going to call him and find out today. No, but I think another question is that, you know, with agents as well, I've experienced different. I've worked with different agents before. You know that I worked with Macap way before. You know, Mike Macap, who's also known within that space. But then there's a thing with agents when it comes to our players. You know, within the PSL, in the football space, regarding how they treat their players, how they manage their players, you know, specifically when it comes to, you know, them obviously going to changing teams, whether they're changing teams or going to a new team. And the problem becomes, there's a problem as well where players say, but this agent has too many players and, you know, I need my attention He's not giving me the attention I need, and he only shows up when I sign a contract and when it ends. That's the only time when I see him. But in between, there's nothing that happens. You know, players need to be taken care of in terms of, you know, teaching them also how to manage their finances and stuff like that, get them sponsors and all those things, whatever that an agent does. So maybe if you can fill us in on why that is happening when it, you know, when it comes to players, taking care of players, and if there are agents that have too many players, and hence the reason. What are the reasons? Why are players complaining about some agents, for that matter?
Okay. Look, when I started my agency, ETM Sports Management, I mainly focus on starting with 15 players. And on those 15 players, even now, Terminator does not even know that there are, as much as I had number of meetings with him with regards to update on his bond and update on his investment and update on his education. I also had same meetings with your Benson Mthongo. I had same meetings with your Nkosinathi
Nhleko.
I had meetings with other players as
Opa Manyisa also is there. You must mention. Throwing names there.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't go out and sign a pool of players, maybe more than 50, and then within a month, you need to know how you divide your schedule, giving each and every player attention, because these players, they also need your side sponsor, your boot sponsor, Puma sponsor, your Nike sponsor, your Adidas sponsor. And now, at the same time, other players are having family issues. You need to step in and advise them.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, in some instance, most of other agents, they will have about 50, 60 players. Well, at some point...
And more, Tabo. Not only that.
And
it's not only football, for that matter. You know, they manage rugby players, cricket players. I mean, we mentioned Mike McCup as well. You know, in his company, he's got different sporting codes, for that matter. And I remember looking at one of his, you know, books or like a magazine, the company magazine, where it's got, you know... players that he manages, and I thought, yo, okay. I think that was for me an eye opener. You know, I don't have anything wrong with an agent having more players. I mean, that's how you know they make
choice,
it's a business. But I also need my attention as a player, and maybe it might sound kind of selfish, but I think every player needs to be given the attention they need. I mean, how are you going to give me the attention when it comes when you have like 100,000 people in your company, and I need to manage my finances, I need sponsorships, I need what? Obviously, you're not gonna get the same treatment. And I think that's the problem I had, you know, before I left. And maybe, you know, you can fill us up on that as well.
Look, I only choose to deal with soccer players. I never wanted to be involved in any other sports that I don't understand. I don't understand their rules and regulations. I opted soccer because of I grew up playing soccer. At some point, I was playing for Kaizer Chiefs reserve side. I was coached by Dr. Kumalo's father. I was very close with him. He used to give me a lift when he was staying in Meadowlands. We were training at Elka Stadium.
Yeah.
So that's how I get to be involved in football. But nevertheless, to answer your question is, I think agents need to manage their number. Manage their number in a sense that they don't have to sign a lot of players, because of some of these players, they don't have elders at home or in their surroundings
who can look
up to them in terms of advices.
Yeah.
Immediately when you sign up with him, you become his father, you become his brother, you become his uncle. Basically, he relies on you on each and every advice.
Sure.
So now, other players also, you need to manage their emotions. You need to know which... I used to have a notice board on my office at home. In fact, I still have it. I will write your name there, Terminator, Benson, and other players, Opa. I will write all of them. And I will write what is it that I need to discuss? No Opa, no Terminator, no Benson.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it serves as my note on my notice, so that continuously I remember.
Mm.
Now you can imagine when you're having 100 players, it's extremely exhausting. Mm. You still have your own family to go back home to.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Look, I don't want to speak for them. I can only speak for myself, but the others, I guess, is the business choice that they decided to follow. But from my side, I dealt with a lesser number, and I managed and I succeeded with a lesser number.
Mm.
Tabo, tell us, I'm intrigued to find out now, right? Is there perhaps requirements to be an agent? Do you have to tick off a few boxes, or it's really about who you know, how well you know the person, and then we can take it forward?
Firstly, there was a requirement between FIFA and SAFA. You are subjected to write a test at SAFA.
Mm.
That test was, I think, combination of FIFA and SAFA as a local association. And then once you pass that test, and then you are qualified as an agent.
Mm.
And then as time goes on, there were rumors or complaints that were sent to FIFA that some of these agents are ill-advising and stealing from the players.
Mm.
Then FIFA changed the resolution that let's rather have intermediaries or managers.
Mm.
In that regard, if you are an uncle of a player or a father of a player or a relative of a player, you can therefore serve as his manager, because of you'll be advising him, and then the player will be free basically to speak to you, because of the reason why that has to come. In your community, there will be this big agent who has dealt with big club bosses, and then when you are a soccer star, you go sign up with him. The orders comes from him. The orders, necessarily they have to come from the player, but the orders come from the agent.
Mm.
So now I think that's why FIFA and SAFA and other associations, they decided to say, look, parents can be involved as well, because of at the end of the day, it's all about the player succeeding.
Mm.
And now that's why in the latest news we see the gentleman I respect most, whom is from Soweto, and I'm proud about him, Pitso Musimane, he's been managed by his wife.
So
you can extend the relationship further on, and I understand why FIFA had to do away with that.
Mm.
But you need to know the rules of the game. You need to be well updated with the rules of the game, so that you don't find yourself in an Ndoro situation. You don't find yourself in a lot of situations that have appeared in the football industry when it comes to when the player should sign a contract, when player should not sign a contract, when a player should not play in both associations in the same season, and all that.
And Tabo, as well, I think my question then would be, can a player manage himself? Is that possible? Is that legally possible?
Look, in all fairness, I think a player can manage himself, but he has to be surrounded by advisors, good advisors.
As in, like, represent himself whenever a contract is up?
Look, it's tough. It's tough to do that, but Sipho's party managed to do it in the, in the early 2000s. He only got 3 pointers from me, and then he went to go meet Jomo. And I'm sure with those 3 pointers, Jomo was not expecting them to come from Sipho. You know what I mean? And as others, then they managed to agree, and Sipho was happy. You know what I mean?
But then he was at Cosmos, and with all due respect to Cosmos, you know, does it, is there a difference? I mean, at Cosmos, you know, you speak to Ubraji, you know, Jomo directly, basically, and maybe that's why it becomes a bit, you know, possible or simpler than when you sign for other bigger institutions like clubs. You know, the I can imagine Ronaldo negotiating for himself. I don't see that happening, or Messi for that matter. You know, Ken, is that maybe? Hence my question: is that can you represent yourself, or it depends?
Look, it's tough. Eh?
Mm.
It's tough for a player to represent himself, because of right now, one, you need to know your value. Coming from your value, you need to know how much you're worth. And then if you're coming from a 50,000 contract, it does not necessarily mean you need to earn 75,000. You're probably, your value is above 200,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so now
we as agents, we look at those things. We look at your national call-ups. We look at your man of the match. We look at your performances. We look at your discipline on and off the field. So now, to be honest, in today's age, it's tough for players to represent themselves because there is more than a lot that is involved. But way back then, I mean, if we look at what is happening, the interviews between Brasten and O'Robert, most of the legends, they used to say they used to go speak to Dr. Ivan Koz and Brakey, and even Brakey direct without agents. But now, because of there's a lot of money involved, like, for instance, if I have to talk about you, Terminator, you had a Puma sponsor.
Yeah.
And if you remember very well, your Puma sponsor had to renegotiate that Puma sponsor. You know what I mean? Because of, as a player, you only signed because of you needed boots, you needed clothes for your family, you needed clothes for yourself. But then at a later stage, after I've perused the contract, I then realized, no. This contract needs to be changed. So definitely, it's tough to represent yourself as a player.
Especially if you have to focus on football. You know, you don't want to be focusing on matters of your remuneration and stuff like that. You know, you want to be a player and not a player manager that's managing himself. You know what I mean? So,
Look, you're right, because of, I'll tell you something. There is one player I can't mention with a name, but he was playing for Swallows, and Gavin Hunt was a coach for Swallows. And this guy, he was extremely good. He was a striker. You guys, you'll do your own guessing.
You're giving us hints.
Okay. He was
called to the office to say, look, we want to sign you. We are happy with you. We are going to give you 36,000 per annum.
Yeah.
And this guy, he had 36,000.
Yeah.
And per annum. And then he signed a 3-year contract. Only to find out when they break down that 36,000 per annum. You guys, you will finish the
story. We'll do the maths.
you know what I mean? So somewhere down the line, we still have other club admin who are playing a dirty game.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We still have them playing that dirty game because of, now they want to impress their bosses. That, no, I got him for this.
Yes.
The boss says, yeah? So if your boss can jump, you can tell that you have actually done a very, very, very good but bad job.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tabo, tell me, I'm interested to find out, right? Now, personally for you, do you have a preference to say that you want to recruit players at a certain age? You want to work with players that are, I don't know, perhaps in the GLAAD Africa Championship, still going to make their way to the PSL? Do you have that preference, or anyone that you deem has the talent and has the potential to be that star, that's where you go for?
Look, I have about 4 or 5 that I'm looking at, and they don't know that I'm looking at them. And I'm still assessing their background behavior. Whether do they drink? Whether do they party a lot?
Because that's so important.
That so that when I sit down with them, I hit them with the facts of their lives. So that when I ask them to change their behavior, then they know what is it that they have to do, and they know that I know. You know, they are very talented players. Talent that you don't even see on TV in our PSL games.
Sure.
But I'm taking the process slow with them, because of, you see, when you're having a player who can shoot and square with left and right, you don't see that a lot in a PSL or even in an NFT, even in a COSAFA games that we are watching now. You know what I mean? So those are players that you really need. You don't have to rush them because of money, but you really need to sit them down and make them understand that they are a product that can become something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're basically a private investigator at some point.
You have to have that
at some point.
That quality as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. do your background check, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, if I may have to chip in, Brajay used to drive an old Cressida and park there, sit inside the Cressida and scout players.
Yeah. No, and he was, because he's an agent and a boss at the same time, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So at some point, you need to be smart about your business, because of it's not about you, it's about them.
Mm.
So once you expose to them that I saw you drinking alcohol, don't say no. So can we really solve this thing in a proper manner?
Yeah. And Tabo, I think, you know, if we could go on forever. We could go on forever, but unfortunately we ran out of time. But
that was so quick.
Yeah, I know. But we'll definitely have him back, because there's more we need to know. It's a very interesting topic, because it speaks about what's happening today, and you know what most players are having problems with when it comes to agents. And yeah, definitely we'll have you back, Tabo, man. There's more questions still that I'm sure Chloe would like to ask.
Can
as
I
well
ask one?
Oh, okay, there you go. You see
just
that?
Just one.
No, go ahead. There you go.
Terminator in his younger days.
It had to be about me.
It had to. How was he, and what did you find out about him?
Hey,
maybe I found him.
Okay.
This. Oh, he's no longer a young man anymore. Eh?
But hey, he was, tell me about it. Yeah.
Look, he was young, observant. He did not say much. I had to come up with a lot of lunch meetings just to unpack him, until to a such point that I realized now I think I know what type of person he is. Then I started relating with him very well. But one thing that I can take, he's a hardworking guy. One of the players that has never been in the media for wrong reasons throughout his career.
Mm.
Mind you, that man, he has played more than 500 games.
Sure. He's flexible.
500
right
games. And
no, we stay humble. We stay humble.
He still owes me a T-shirt.
Terminator.
Directed to me.
You didn't have to say it now.
But,
you know,
but to finish your question, to finish answering your question, my dear, is that he was a hardworking and he was a talented player during his playing times. I also stand to be corrected, but he's one player that he was down to earth.
Mm.
Yeah, he was one player that was down to earth. But what I like most about him is the fact that he made time to go to school.
Okay.
I had to. Otherwise,
so that is what I'm still fighting with other players to say.
Yeah.
You can do a 6 month course, and then you can elevate to a year, and then go ahead to a 2 years. But if you don't start, you won't know the importance.
Mm. Yeah. Sure. Tabo, 100% and very informative, and I hope we get to speak to you again soon. So we definitely we'll call him back. I'm sure we'll call him back. Come to the studio maybe when things
definitely
get a bit ease up a bit, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Tabo, thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll have a chat. Enjoy your day. Maybe you can go back to sleep if you were sleeping. I don't know what people do at this time.
I don't think you can sleep at this time.
Oh, you're going to jog. Yes. We're supposed to jog together, by the way. I'm still,
You owe him a lot of things, eh?
No, I know. It's time.
Yeah, Chloe. I'm glad you're counting.
No, because I'm just born a Kimo guy. You can see Lue no Kimo guy. But you know what? We'll do it. You're not far from me, so it's cool. We'll do it.
No, okay. No, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Chloe. Thanks a lot, Terminator. I really appreciate it. And stay safe, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Stay safe, Chloe.
No, definitely. We'll speak to you soon, Tabo. Sharp.
No, okay. Thanks, guys.
Sharp.
Bye.
Yeah.
Man.
That's it.
Pay your debts.
What more do you want to hear?
Pay your debts. Number one.
No. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. You're going to lose in the bazaar, no, Tabo. When? Did you get what you needed to know? Are you?
Yes.
We're still calling
still
back
more,
though.
Still
I know.
More,
I know. There's more. Way more
that we need to unpack. But for the foundation, that we've built today. Solid. I'm happy with the information that we got from him.
I mean, spoke about Jomo. He spoke about how also it started out with me and him and other players, of course, and what agents do and their role, you know, in the football space. I think, yeah, we'll definitely have this chat sometime soon. Very soon.
Ubhadalani
in?
I'm
a depth slower. Oh, I'm a depth. I'll just mumble music. I'm not.
This is a grand takeover in sports radio. Vision View Sports Radio.